Brayden Brown now joined by Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Moss. We always appreciate her insights. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
So far, so good. No complaints here as we get ready for what will be the last regular season week for you. Just two more ball games, then we get ready for playoff action. But coming off a huge win Friday night over a really good Olpe girls team that you guys won 69-48. Can you walk us through some of the key moments?
Yeah, I think our first quarter was pretty rough. We had quite a few turnovers. I actually don't know off the top of my head how many, but I know it was somewhere in the vicinity of 7 to 9 turnovers in the first quarter. So just not playing clean basketball. And then we kind of got in our groove and got a really solid second quarter, went into halftime up, I think around 20 or just a little over. So kind of cleaned things up, just kind of regrouped. And then just finished the game pretty solid throughout the third and the fourth quarter.
When you look at the season, you know, you took those three losses kind of in the middle of the year all around the Flint Hill shootout time, dealing with a lot of girls missing time and injuries. Is everybody back healthy? You guys seem to be humming along pretty good right now.
Yeah, at this moment, that was a pretty rough time. Yeah, like you said, we had multiple injuries, some sickness. I mean, we still had girls there ready to play, so just lost some games that were, I mean, I think winnable, but it's just part of it. There's ups and downs throughout the season and how we responded to that adversity. And I think we definitely have responded well. We do have, I mean, pretty much everybody healthy. One of my varsity subs did tweak an ankle against Olpe, so hopefully we'll have her back in a couple weeks, get her back for sub-state. But everybody seems to be doing well. Influenza is kind of crazy at the moment, but hopefully we've already ran it through our system. So hopefully we are good to go for the rest of the season.
Do you think your team's playing the best basketball of the season right now, or is there still more growth to be seen, or, you know, just what's kind of the pulse? How are you feeling about the club right now?
I think, I mean, when it comes to attitudes and effort, I think we're playing some of our best basketball. When it comes to kind of the fundamentals, I mean, our defense has got to get cleaned up a little bit. We definitely have some girls that need to kind of continue to get back into shape that have been out for multiple games. And so just kind of using these last, you know, couple weeks to get back into shape and just kind of fine tune stuff. But I mean, I think we're playing good basketball. There's always room for improvement though.
What are you hoping to see before the playoffs start to get your team ready to go on a nice little playoff run?
We got to have some solid practices, focus while we're at practice. I mean, I got a great group of leaders. I mean, these girls are competitive and go-getters and fun kids to be around. So making practice, it gets – basketball's a long season, so it gets kind of long here at the end. But just finding a way to, you know, seek those leaders and let those leaders just lead us and put in the time at practice that we need to put in to be ready to go on game nights.
Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss stopping by. We always appreciate her insights. A trip to Holton for you tomorrow night. What do you know about them?
They're pretty good. They've got a big that we haven't seen, you know, a really good big for a while. She's pretty smooth around the rim, and they got a couple girls that can shoot. I mean, their record doesn't show that as good of a team as I think they are. I mean, they took Hiawatha into overtime, and Hiawatha is a really good team. And I think they're going to be a battle, so we better be ready to roll.
Kate, we always appreciate the insights. Good luck tomorrow night, and we'll catch up with you in the future.
Sounds good. Thank you.